Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Extreme anger, threats on Carrie's life, and ultimatums. And we're not even talking about a real housewife. Wait till you see this full conversation coming up here at AfterBuzz TV. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas, Season 2.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Fergie, bring it on, girls.
Yes. This is my theme for a year.
Like it.
Just hungry.
And she has music video too?
Yeah. She has a music video for every song on her new album.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
This song is a great way to start the morning every day.
Yeah. I drove to work
every day.
Full bass. Yep. 7:30 in the morning and then going to the valley. All right, let's talk about this. Oh my God, I'm ready to go off on a house husband. I'm sure you can all infer which bitch I'm about to talk about. See, you guys can find me on my podcast at all times. It's called Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And joining me tonight, a full panel as always.
Yes, y'all, welcome back. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can stalk me on social at @Rach_Robillard.
Hey guys, I'm Jessie Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and join us because we are live in chat. Right.
And you guys should be loving me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I love Rick Ross's verse on this song. Yeah, you know, if you're thinking medium, that means you're thinking small. Right?
So
I like it.
Yes. Well, someone who's not thinking small, or maybe in the right direction. What's her face? Leanne's getting ready to go into Under the Knife.
Yep. Mm.
By a doctor, MD.
Yes. Mm. China doctor. Which we, but board certified,
triple,
right? Triple board certified. Don't y'all forget. How many times she said triple board certified in this episode?
I love it.
Multiple. Triple board certified. Oh, and to clarify, we were talking about, what are we talking about last week? We were talking about, we thought it was eyebrows, but it wasn't eyebrows.
Oh, yes.
Threading. Yes. Somebody tweeted us. Yes. I can't remember who
it
was.
Darn it. I forgot. Yes.
Threading of the face. It's not the face that she's threading. Not her eyebrows. Not the hair. It's like getting a full...
It's the skin.
Yes. Yeah. Full threading of the...
Oh, my God. That went right over my head.
I know. All four of us.
No one would have known that. I mean, I not me.
I'm laughing because I was like, oh, no. You can get your face threading. I'm over here looking...
You can tell.
Like, it doesn't hurt at all.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like...
Thank you for the intel.
Yes, thank
we
you for
We are so
us.
Not Highland Park here.
Yeah.
None of us knew.
I gotta get my eyebrows threaded. That's how out of it I am. Never mind the whole thing. I don't know. I need to get a nose job. Who knows?
Well, I was curious. I was like, why is she getting her face threaded? She doesn't have that much hair on her face, right? Like, it's not like she's growing like a beard or something. So
right. You think more of a mature woman.
It makes
woman,
sense
yeah.
now. So thank you.
Yes.
I don't know. The way Brandy was mimicking her tonight, I kind of thought she might have been growing hair out of her face.
Oh.
James Knox is the one who corrected us. So shout out to James.
Shout out.
You rock. Go, James. Yes.
All right, let's talk about this. I want to talk about Mark and Carrie first because I feel like this is a lot to sink our teeth into. Excuse me. And before we get into Mexico and other things at a shooting range or all this stuff, let's talk about Mark. So the whole thing starts off with we're learning that they are in the process of remodeling the whole office and the whole practice. Mark is very stressed as usual. And it's so bad that they are only down to having sex one time a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Right.
Whatever will they do?
Once a day. Because weren't they doing it, like, 10 times a week? Weren't they saying that?
Well, they better slow down so that they don't have another Zuri.
Yeah. Mark doesn't want that.
Yeah.
The family villain. That's like five-year-old girl.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean,
it's so Game of Thrones.
I am so sick of hearing about how much sex people are having because, in my eyes, it means zero. I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? It's especially when it's that over the top.
Right.
Know?
I think when people brag about it, they're not really doing it.
I totally agree.
That's like middle school 101, though, when you're like, oh, I go out. Oh, my mother lets me drink. We go out all the time. Like, you don't do anything.
Yeah. No one else on this show is talking about that.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
No one.
Could you imagine the Westcotts discussing their
heavens
sex life?
No.
So, oh, you know, so Mark is very smug. He's folding his arms in the chair, and like he treats her really like trashy. And the way, because she's like, "Well, I think I want to go to yoga and then pick her up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Why are you asking for permission?"
Yes, thank you. I know.
Okay, I have two schools of thought about this. One school is like, if she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, obviously they make enough money to do so, then just right. go stay at home. But the other side of that is, can you imagine telling your boss, you know what, I'm going to leave at about noon today. I want to go do some yoga. What do you think about
that's
that?
That's true. I never
so
thought about
I
it
I
like
looked
that.
At it from that perspective, because it's kind of like if they're yeah. like a partnership. That's just like me saying, hey, guys, you know what? I'm just going to go get some popcorn. I'll be back. You know, like, yeah, I can't do true. That right now.
True. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. She's got a job to do. Do right. it until you're ready to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet she's getting paid, too. I'm kind of curious
exactly.
how that goes down if she's she is getting paid to do these kind of operations.
You know, so I get it from that perspective, why he might be rolling his eyes if she's just leaving to go do some yoga. Do it in the morning.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, one could say that she's leaving, too, to take care of their daughter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, if she just said that, then that would be one thing. But she told us the telltale yoga story. So it's
wrong.
Like, now we know. You're going to go do some yoga. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to go pick up Zuri. You're probably leaving at 11.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Got a little shade mm-hmm. going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I pick up what she says.
You know, I see a lot of Mark and Carrie in this episode, and I think back to it, I'm like, okay, I get it now. All the commentary and talking mm-hmm. and having to get everyone's business. I mean, Mark was all over this episode, and you know, she's leaving to go do yoga and do all these afternoon activities, and he's yelling, oh, sure, just bail on me again. Yeah, I'll just do all the work by myself.
Yeah.
I would throw. I'd turn around and throw my shoe at that guy.
Mark has just been going down and down on my radar this season. Oh. He was like number one, husbands for me last season, but now he's just like, I don't know. He's not really saying all the right things.
Yeah, I was wondering about you guys' opinion of him because, you know, just as a woman, like how is that perceived? How is his behavior perceived to you?
I feel like the way that it's perceived to me, like, I feel like he's super needy, and, like, I could not deal with that. Like, I don't feel like any girls out there, like, on, like, Tinder or, like, Match.com going, like, I want a needy man who, like, who's gonna, like, nag me. Like, so I just, like, I couldn't, like, I'm with you, Grant. Like, I would lose my mind if he was, like, guilt tripping.
Yeah,
because
I don't do passive aggressive. Like, I don't do that. So with him with those comments and, like, shouting over her leaving, like, that would be the end for me.
Oh, I know. When he shouted, I was like, I'm leaving too. And, like, the employees were like, what? Like, just kidding. I'm staying here because it's my job.
I was like,
okay. Mark.
I don't know. Mark amused me in this episode. I don't know why. But he annoyed me, but I was amused.
He's making himself like a housewife, I feel.
Yeah, we have Sarah in the chant.
He's trying to be one of the main.
That usually goes the wrong
way. Oh, almost always. Almost always.
Yes. We have another female perspective. We have Sarah in the chat that says, Mark is despicable, jealous of a four-year-old.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's the thing that really bothers me the most about him is that combative relationship that he has with that evil Zuri. Like, you know what
his
I mean?
His own daughter.
Like, she's just a child. That's your daughter. As a man, that's your daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, they were doing yoga, and Carrie described it in her interview as a battle. He's in a battle with her for Carrie's attention. I mean, this is awful.
I'm telling you, it's Game of Thrones.
I would rather Mark focus his energy on Zuri, like make it a good energy. Because, I mean, as like a woman's perspective, like if I knew my husband was going to be so jealous and not really want kids, that's, I don't know, that would be a sign for me. I'd want someone to love me just as much as they love our daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I feel like I don't see much love interaction between Zuri and Mark, which is kind of like, I just don't know why Mark's not using Zuri as his own Barbie doll. You know how he would dress up Carrie all the time. Dress up your daughter.
Yeah.
Zuri.
Daughter young.
Right. Yep. That's my perspective.
Well, later, they sit down and they're shooting a promo. They don't sit down yet because they're shooting a promo of some poor woman who I hope she's getting this surgery on the house, having this be taped for her.
That could have been Leanne.
Adolf, a free boob job. And she's like all nervous because she has to tell him that she's taking the time off. She's so anxious. And but before they can do it, because they're at this point, they're intercutting between her and then Leanne, which we're going to get to. Don't worry. We're going to talk about the behind closed doors moment. But then she comes like, well, Mark's an amazing plastic surgeon. He's not an OBGYN or anything. This one. Uh-huh. But see, that's the mark. That's the mark in her. And then, of course, they cut to the IV falling down. And
I loved that. I was like, of course. Of course. Of course, Dr. Drew. Yes.
I know.
So these two, Carrie and Mark have a conversation. I think clearly these two have talked before. They're just standing there in their scrubs. You know, he's pretending to wash his hands. And she's, like, so nervous to break the news to him. I believe they already had this conversation. This was just for their take on the camera. But Carrie says that it's her last surgery for years, and she needs to take off a bunch of time for her daughter, understandably. And he just kind of stares at her. What does he say? He says, well, you're going to be crawling back in 6 months.
6 months. 6 months. It's like, I can't see you being a stay-at-home wife. I can see you back here.
That was so odd to me. Wasn't it just the weirdest, like, little, oh, yeah, we just finished surgery, but you know what? I'm not coming back.
That's it. By the way, I'm done.
By the way, I hope you can keep my medical insurance, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Loved it.
So instead of, like, saying, you know what, like you were saying, like, oh, Rachel, like, oh, you know, you're just, like, looking, taking care of our daughter, like, you're taking care of our daughter, and, like, you know, I admire her as much as you do, and, like, we're equal parents and all that. It's like, no, you appear on the website. You're in this YouTube club.
Oh, yeah.
What are people going to do when they don't see you in the office? You need to be here.
They're going
to
expect you here because of our video.
Exactly. Because the business is coming from YouTube.
Okay, oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Oh Lord.
I'm kind of curious to see how. Have y'all seen the video yet?
That's no, but you know what? Let's find it.
Yes, we should.
Let's find it for next week.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
again.
I went on the website. That. I went on the website because I wanted to get his exact title. Because you know I write that recap on realityt.com, so I wanted to get his exact title and compare it. Compare it to Dr. True, who we're going to talk about in a few moments.
Poor Dr. True.
I'm sorry.
But all it said was just plastic surgeon for right. Dr. Duber. But as you look at the website, he still there's still a photo of Carrie on the website. Is that false advertising? I don't know. Is she still there?
I don't know.
I don't think it's false advertising. Just kidding. But yeah, well, anyway, let's talk about it. Stephanie is going to... we'll talk about Stephanie before we get into Carrie. So Stephanie's going to the house with her family. They're looking at the pool. The sons are very interested in the pool. And, of course, her husband isn't doing anything to deter these kids from running around the house and running around this pool.
Yeah, she told them, run around the house.
I didn't realize the pool was that deep. I thought it was like a little koi pond. Like, you could put, like, some goldfish in there and it was, like not even a foot deep. And then
when Steph fell in, when they pushed her in, she was... like way deep. I was like, wait a second.
I know this is such a bad thing to say, but didn't it feel like a metaphor for their like relationship on camera when he pushed her into the pool? I just felt like that's a metaphor for how we see them. Like he's always pushing her in some shit. You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Like,
wait, that's a good point.
I think you're
pushing
right.
her.
Just I felt
push,
bad
push,
for her.
Push.
Exactly.
Because like she's not only that. Not only did he do it, but he encouraged the sons to do it. Which is, like, disrespectful. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, like, push mommy into whatever we need her to, you know, fall into. It just seems like that's been the relationship.
Yeah.
The entire time we've seen them.
The first thing I thought always is, where's her cell phone? And it's just, she must have a mic on her. She must have a mic because she's doing the show. So I'm always thinking these things. I can't tell you how many dreams I have of me going in my pool with my phone in my bathing suit pocket.
It's a nightmare.
It's a fear of mine, apparently, because it happens like 3 times a week.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh my God, where's her cell phone? Where's her cell phone? So stupid. But anyway, so she's saying it's non-negotiable. They are covering the pool no matter what. And she wants this huge budget to redecorate the house, and then she'll move in. But I think they're fooling us. I think this is a total flip. I think it's just a flip, and I really don't think they have plans to move into this house.
You don't think they're going to live there?
I think it's just for the show.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I get. But they do that professionally.
But she keeps saying how close the school is for their kids.
Right.
10 minutes away for a cruise and... I don't know. I think they're. Yeah. I think they're gonna live there. That's my. I feel like. Aren't they already there? Weren't they? Isn't that what we were talking about? Heidi's like, their neighbors. Yeah. Isn't Heidi saying that? With like, I don't know.
I hope they redid their kitchen because their kitchen is disgusting.
You didn't like the
no, I did not. Wooden... Did you see their kitchen?
Oh, the wood.
I couldn't even deal with it. That refrigerator, 30-second refrigerator.
Are you more of like a stainless steel chick?
I don't know. It just looked so bad. I was like, this doesn't. I would not want to be cooking in here. I don't want to be cooking at all. What am I talking about?
Someone in the live chat says her IG looks like they are moving in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Anthony.
I feel like she was when she was here, when Stephanie was here on this couch, she was hinting like, "Yep, it's happening."
Okay, yeah. I thought it was like a party house, and they were just gonna flip it and just be done with it. Because I know that's like their business. Because she talked a little bit about that too, how they buy property, mm-hmm. and Heidi talked about that. So maybe my wires are crossed. I don't know, and we'll find out. You know,
I know that she said that they do a lot of flipping houses out here.
Yeah. Okay, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And she's selling a house. She just tweeted about it today. Mm-hmm. Her and Travis and Brian built a house that they put on Twitter. And it looks beautiful, I will say. So, yeah. So I guess they do all types of flips and houses. I don't know. But good for them. What else can we say? So they throw Stephanie in. That's pretty much it for that storyline. All right. Brandy picks up Leanne for the big day. Leanne's nervous, and Brandy's still intrigued by the vagina doctor. He's triple board certified.
Triple board certified.
OBGYN, plastic surgeon, and a hormone replacement specialist. So there you go, Dr. True.
I hope she got this surgery for free as many times as she had to defend him and tell us his titles. Yes. You know what I'm saying? It's was a lot.
It's a lot of PR.
I didn't realize this would become so huge. Like, I know. Her doctor.
Yeah.
So Leanne purposefully did not bring up the surgery to Carrie previously because she knew that she was going to be disrespectful about the doctor. And, you know, I write that recap. One of the comments was like by a woman who works in the medical field. And she said, this is not uncommon for people in the medical field to question where other people are going to see a doctor and get a procedure done. It's like a thing, you know, if you work as an RN or in the medical, if you're part of like that, those procedures, you're going to have an opinion about how and where people get things done.
Yeah, and Carrie had her own opinion about Brandy and where she got her mommy makeover.
Oh yeah, too. I know. Yeah,
and she mentioned in the car and how Carrie was kind of telling Brandy how, you know, her doctor was, I don't say notorious, but was known for, or like people have
allegedly
someone
on the operating table.
Yeah,
I know,
or something like that.
By Brandy's doctor. So that would. As it would get me upset too, and Brandy did as well right before her surgery with the mommy makeover. So
who says that to some like their friend?
Exactly, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, well, here's I'm looking for support, and you just brought me way down.
Like if somebody's like being neglectful and like really just like terrible at their practice, like as a friend, then go to that person and be like, listen, I'm seriously concerned about you. Like I'll find you somebody else to go to.
Well, like,
why would why would you say that right before somebody's about to go into surgery? I mean, that's nerve-wracking enough, let alone like
planting seeds of doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. It's just negativity. It's like,
but good luck.
Yeah, but good luck. Hopefully you don't die. Bye.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get that people in that profession say that, but Carrie, who asked you? You know what I mean? Like, these people, they selected the doctor, they went in, they're ready. It's like the surgery is scheduled. Like, you can't be doing that to people.
Yeah.
You don't even work there anymore, Carrie.
I love how this doctor's name is Dr. True.
Dr.
Like,
True.
Like, it's so funny that it's like, where Carrie's probably like, it's really Dr. Fake. I mean, it's like, I don't, like, it's just so funny that that's his name, but we're questioning if he's really a doctor, which is, he is. It's so stupid.
I love it.
So, Leanne, so we talked about the whole business about how, she, you know, poor Brandy was freaked out about her thing. And, it just gets more crazy because... Then they go in, and there's an orange level sitting around at the office, like from like the Home Depot. And then the doors close, and then the real conversation, or one-way conversation begins, if you noticed.
Yeah.
It's all Leanne, and she reminds Brandy that Carrie would be very judgmental if she was in the room and she saw her naked before the surgery. So she's already, like, babbling a little bit here. And then it goes on and on. She says someday she's going to come for Carrie and it's not going to be pretty. And then she alleges that Mark was quite busy at a gay bar.
That's a roundup.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And then, and she knows the boys there who may or may not have participated. in any of this. What a mess. And she's like, and then she starts talking about her kenchi knives and hands that she doesn't need
and
knives.
And how she talks like this is what I like. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, hearing that. I could just picture her talking like that, though. It's like, oh, yeah. I love no how the blinking. Door was shut because I could visually see her talking like that
yeah.
and how scary she would look.
Could play it. I wish we could play it right now.
Just no blinking. You can just, I can see it. The top knot, like, boobs out.
No makeup.
But
just
my question
like,
was, you know, when that conversation was had, was she under, like was she... You know, has she been medicated? That was kind of my question.
Yeah, I believe so.
You know, it's right before surgery, so I'm not quite sure.
I didn't even think that. You have a point there. You have a point there.
Yes. Well, I don't want to jump too far forward, but later on in Mexico, Brandy said something along the lines of, this was after the nurse, and then Carrie cut her off and started saying something else about Leanne.
Yes.
So I'm almost positive that this was it. You know, we have a little bit of news and gossip later, which mm-hmm. sheds a little bit more light on that theory, so.
Yeah, I think, so. I think if it was after she'd been medicated, I would have some serious words for Brandy at that point. Serious yeah. words for her.
Good. I like it. I hope it happens.
Oh, and I don't know. Are we going to talk about her blog later?
Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
somebody in the chat is commenting.
Yeah,
about
we'll
okay,
do a little excerpt to news and gossip, which will clarify it. We hope, you know.
Yes. Right.
We shall see. So Brandy and Stephanie go bathing suit shopping, a classic housewives trope. You know, we're going to get ready for the trip. So Randy and Leanne have... Randy asks... Oh, Leanne... What am I trying to say? Stephanie asks how Leanne is doing, and then we learn that apparently it was a very major surgery, one that put Brandy out for 8 weeks. But I don't think you're going to put Leanne out for 8 weeks. Yeah, so then Brandy says that Leanne went off on about Carrie right before. She told her the comment about the knives and the spitting and all this stuff. And Stephanie seems happy now that Brandy is seeing that Leanne's ways have never really changed. So, there you go. Moving on from that.
I have a question.
What do you want to say?
Yeah. I've just been curious about this the entire time, and it's probably not the best time to ask, but... If she's having them moved, uh-huh. surgery, will she still have feeling there? I was wondering that the entire time this was happening.
Her boobs?
Yeah. The nips.
Yeah.
Is that what
you
mean? Oh. I don't know.
Or is there no feeling there after that happens?
Hey, guys. This is Brianna in the booth. Sorry, I actually had a reduction surgery, so I can speak to that if you would like.
Oh, yeah. Please, come on in.
I love the resources.
Come on in.
There is a chance that you will lose feeling, but it is not certain that it will. It depends, because if they have to detach it completely, there is the possibility, but it doesn't. It's a very rare chance that it will.
Wow.
Okay, so what about you?
Oh. I'm not commenting on that much.
Thank you for your expertise.
Yes, I'm not commenting on that.
Oh, just man, curious. I love the show. I love this panel. That was a fun time here. We're having a good time for a long time, I hope. Oh, love Lord. It. So Brandy doesn't know if she's going to tell Carrie about the pre-surgery comments. She doesn't know if she should say anything. And so Stephanie's encouraging it right away that she should. I mean, they're clearly a tight group, so I'm not surprised. They're on Real Housewives. But Brandy will not mention any of the allegations against Mark. So what do you think? Is she smart to do that?
She's already brought it up once. I mean, she shouldn't probably do it again.
Yeah, isn't this,
you know?
It's been said before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, about Mark being 100% gay by that guy last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So Stephanie visits with her life coach, and we learn a little bit more about her. Her eldest son is very focused in school, but her youngest, Cruz, has dyslexia and had to switch schools. What do you want to say about that? Any insight?
I love how they shot Stephanie helping him and trying to learn his words and the alphabet. And
It was a nice moment.
Yeah, it showed like how she really does care for her children and that she is present in their lives.
I did happen to read Brandy's blog, and she had an issue with Stephanie blaming her. Stephanie said something to the effect of, she was so focused on Brandy's personal issues that she wasn't paying attention to her son's.
I wondered about
Brandy had an issue with that statement, and she said it really hurt her feelings. I guess they're still okay, but she said that that really, really, really hurt her feelings because she felt like she shouldn't be blamed.
Yeah, I get that.
I kind of thought the same thing, but I knew that they were friends, so I didn't think much of it. And I don't think Stephanie was trying to blame Brandy. I think that was more of her own issue.
I just think that, but I think Brandy's still probably sensitive. I could see
how Brandy got hurt, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we finally get to see, in my personal opinion, one of the best new Real Housewives of all the year is DeAndra, in my opinion.
I know.
I love her. What do you think over there? What do you think of DeAndra?
She's running neck and neck with Dorinda in my book, but I like her.
I don't think Dorinda's new, though.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking in recent times.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm looking this year.
She's probably one of their favorites.
Yeah, I'm thinking this year.
Oh, well, this year she hands down wins it.
Right. Yeah. So same thing, pretty much. So they're going to the gun range, which I think is so good. I think it's perfect for this show. I was excited. And no more excited than DeAndra, though. I mean, she was so into this. So she started shooting at 60 years old, and she has a better shot than her husband, who's in the military.
For some reason, I'm not surprised. I bet you Mama D can shoot, too.
Oh,
I bet so, too. Definitely.
I feel like Mama D has one of those, like, nice, like, gold-plated ones, like the shiny fun, like a
monogram.
I feel like she has a pink one, and she keeps it in her purse.
Oh, yeah.
In her purse. Mm-hmm.
So Mark is irritated by by Carrie the whole time. He can't do anything. He blames the people for how he misshot. I mean, even shooting a gun, this man is annoying. Right. So then a FaceTime call comes in.
Brandy.
Yeah. She tells everything about all about the comments. And then she says, well, yeah, Carrie, Leanne threatened to hurt you. I was like, wait, I missed that. When did that happen? And so all the dramatics get played up, as well as Brandy explaining how Leanne was spitting and that she was looked very delusional. So she's painting quite a picture for Carrie.
Yeah.
Of course, Carrie's going to amplify that even more.
Yes, she did. To the point where she said that Leanne wanted to strangle her.
Yeah, it's crazy how that's kind of how rumors get spread. It's like one thing, it's a telephone. It's like, oh, now you want to strangle me? And it's like, oh, she never really said that.
Yep. But Carrie's like, I'm not shocked, but I'm not going to act scared. So I'm like, okay, all right, go ahead. And then so I was like, okay, maybe she's just going to like let this moment lie. Nope. Mm-hmm. She runs right as she does every week. Can't run over to DeAndra and Mark fast enough. Of course, Mark gets DeAndra, move over. Then you're going to have this moment to tell her not to go to Mexico. Of course she's going to Mexico.
I know. Mark encouraged her not to go. Mark just wants Carrie all for himself. That's what it really
clearly
is.
Yeah. That's not healthy. I don't get that marriage.
I don't either.
Like, to have, like, what does he, like, does he just want her to just be, like glued to him like this, with like doing surgery, we're going at home, having sex constantly.
That's a lot of time together.
It is. I mean, I think everyone needs their own personal space a little bit, like their own time for themselves. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it at all. Mm-mm. So Cameron is packing with, she doesn't know if she should bring her fur bag or what.
Well, that is so cute. That fur bag. Oh my gosh. That I love how she's like, oh, that's for like private jet planes.
Mm-hmm. Which she prefers.
I was missing her for most of this episode.
I know. I feel like I didn't see much.
No, I totally agree. I like stopped the show because she came in with like 18 minutes left in the show. And I was like, where has she been? Like, did they kick her off this season? What's going on? Like, she gets no time.
They like to do that on this show. Like, they save people for like the last quarter of the show.
Like, we've seen so much of Mark. It's like, are they just replacing her with Mark? Because like, the whole show is about him. And then Cameron's nowhere to be found.
He literally was in every scene, except for Mexico, where he wasn't invited.
Yeah,
but even when she was packing, he's like right there on the computer, like, let's talk about what you're going to do and strategy and all this. Like, can you please stop?
Maybe he's trying to be like Terry DeBrow of like Dallas and get his own botched. Because this episode was a little botched.
Oh my gosh, you think?
And like, I cannot watch surgery on TV. So I was just please don't show me anything. But
I could totally see that happening, though, and he wants his own spinoff.
Yeah, because he's, like, all over the place and being extra this season.
And Heather also helps with Dr. DeBrow and some of his shows and stuff like that. I can totally see that.
Yeah, well, they're doing that whole, like, promo. Whatever this promo is that they're putting together. It's like they're, like, putting it out there.
It's probably a pilot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and they can't say it. Yeah, and they probably can't use that term on the show. Yeah.
very much could be.
Yeah. So, interesting. Oh, no. Oh, what I want to say is I love Cameron's glasses with the iconic Beverly Hills Hotel.
The palm trees.
Palm trees. Oh, yes. I love that. I mean, yes. I love palm trees. So that I caught real quick. So Deandra asks for an update about Keaton. Remember him?
Yep.
Who got fired from the eBay at home job.
Yeah, I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah. Well,
he said he got a job, right? That's what.
An interview.
At
Lowe's. Yes. Yeah. So he's doing well, apparently. And he does not have any anger towards Deandra, according to Jeremy. Maybe he was just saying that for the cameras. I don't know. But, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, though. There was a major disconnect with that whole storyline because there was more that met the eye that we didn't know.
I agree. Yeah.
She indicated that was, like, her first week of filming.
Oh, okay.
Because she was talking about outfits she regretted. And she regretted because she said her sweater was on backwards or something like that. But she said she learned after that. So that's how... So time-wise, that's where that was.
Mm. Another thing I want to point out, did you catch the comments last week, the timeline of the engagement on when this Texas State Fair was actually open versus the timeline of the show? Apparently, it ended mid-October, I think October 16th, according to a commenter. I cannot remember, I'm so sorry. And this engagement was long after the home and Halloween party. So I think that there's some time play.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
So that's frustrating as a viewer. I don't like that. I don't like people manipulating like that. Why couldn't that be Leanne's first scene? You know?
Yeah. Like, so what you're saying is that they reopened the state fair
and then they showed it. The way they pieced it together was the timing was different.
I feel like they did that a lot on this show. It was like mid in the middle, if you wouldn't mind. I just because I gave like the dates, and I think this is interesting. Yeah. We want to look a little deeper, of course, as to what this is. And I like to kind of take a look at how these things are put together. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, what you're saying is that the Texas State Fair engagement was probably before the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it only ran certain dates.
And they just
didn't
air it until.
Yeah.
And we have
our sequence much later.
Yeah, like weeks after the Halloween party.
Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it? If not, I would.
It was last week? Let me see.
I don't want to put
you on the spot. They probably do a lot of their individual stories like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think they do also. Let's see. Are you sure it was last week?
The
engagement was last week.
Yeah, so it would be there.
I don't see a comment on that from last week. Weird. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe it's not showing me all the comments. Yeah, oh, yeah, it is.
I believe it runs from, like, September to October and mid-October.
Was it maybe, like, a comment on your blog, do you think?
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. I thought it was the YouTube channel. I'm sorry. I don't want to send you on a wild goose chase. But anyway, that's what I was thinking. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's the day of travel, and Christy Andrews like, Leanne, are you going to behave? We shall see.
And I love how Brandy's like passed out on the bus, like after her third
already,
cocktail.
Yeah.
Not even at the resort yet, and Brandy's already passed out in the back.
So Carrie and Cameron are sharing a room, and the other four are split up between themselves. Carrie's very proud of herself that she sleeps naked. She's one of those. We're all rolling our eyes on the panel. I'm like, really? Really?
Thanks. I
don't know. There's just something, I don't know, I just don't connect with her.
Yeah, you just don't like her. You just don't like her.
I don't.
With who? Carrie?
Carrie,
I, you know what's so funny? I don't dislike her. I just don't like the things that she does on camera. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, she seems fun.
She likes to talk.
But whatever she does to me is always contradictory to what she says. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yes.
So it's like her actions don't match her words.
Okay.
Yeah. And now that I have picked up on it, I always zero in on it every time it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. She's an enigma to me.
I genuinely feel for her though in this marriage, because I just, like I said last week, is it worth it? Like, I don't know.
Like, no, I totally agree. That. Like, I do not like the marriage, and I cannot stand the way that Mark treats her. But at the same time, there's something about her, and I know we talked about this the first episode, but like, I feel like I should like her, but like, I don't know. I'm still on the fence. I just don't know. And I don't know why I don't like her. It's weird.
I think there's a lot of Mark influence, and that's why she's making all these comments and having to just kind of be like the center of attention when she's not around him. Maybe that's it. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about her?
I like Carrie, but I feel like I'm the only one on this panel who does.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
No, I like her.
that's what I'm makes great argue. Dialogue yeah. is that, you know, you might see a different side than what we see. Right. You know yes. what I'm saying? There's something yeah. there that you can connect with that we can't totally. Either see yet, because maybe yeah. I'm so blinded by the other things
yeah.
yes.
that I can't really... Like I said, I don't dislike her.
Yeah.
It's just something weird.
I totally agree. Yeah.
I think it's a vibe, you know? And it's unfortunate because we're watching the show through the lens of editing and, you right. know, yeah. influence right. of all right. this stuff. So I don't know Carrie. I don't know Mark. I don't know them personally. So I really shouldn't judge. But as far as what I'm given, which is what we're here to talk about, it's like, for me, I just don't vibe with her.
Yeah.
So that's me.
I feel like she is one of the most intelligent women here within the Housewives based on her education. And I think she... You know, not saying that the others are not as educated, but she is educated. But I think how she portrays herself, I can see all the negative sides of it. But I think she's smart. I think she's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love how she's trying to be a good mother.
Yes,
she is really trying.
Yeah. In that yeah. aspect. Oh, I don't take that away from her yeah. for sure. Yeah. Well, they get to Mexico, and then there's this random hot tub that they some are at and some aren't. But it starts with Cameron wanting to get an update on what's going on with Leanne. She's heard things. She sat next to Leanne on the plane. So it's time for them to fill her in. Mm-hmm. And Brandy says that Brandy says that Leanne had all started. She was very upset with the comments about the OBGYN performing breast surgery on her. And how, like, Carrie was going on and on about that. We all know that. Especially the pre-surgery stuff. Like, you know, she shouldn't have been saying that, as we said. So then Brandy mimics Leanne and how she was behind those doors. She's all over Cameron's face.
Yes. She's really good at mimicking people.
She is. But, I mean, to get that close to someone, as a joker, would it be that close? Yeah.
And doesn't even like her, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like it's Stephanie, where like Stephanie's like, all right, you've done this like 6 times. It's like Cameron's like,
but you know, I loved it every time she did it.
So did I, actually.
And this is also after she had already passed out on the bus. So like she's still, she's I know drunk. She's still drunk. She's still feeling it. And she's up in Cameron's face. Remember before they went to Mexico, Brandy asked her daughter, "Should I bring this pink dress to impress Cameron?" And then her daughter was like, "No," and she's like, "I'm bringing it anyway." Puts in her suitcase or camera.
I like it. I love it. So Carrie views the whole thing that Leanne is just out to strangle her at this point, and it's so bad, and she's threatening my life and all this stuff. When she wasn't there. She is just being told third hand on what was really said. So all right, okay, whatever. She's gonna blow it out of proportion, even though she said she was not gonna act scared. But anyway. So Leanne and Deandra are having a one-on-one conversation. And Leanne feels that she's gone out of her way to befriend Carrie. I mean, they were cool at that Halloween party, but I don't remember these two. And didn't they walk on some dock or some bridge with their dogs in episode one?
Mm-hmm. When they were talking about Brandy and Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff that didn't make the show, but I'm just questioning, like... I don't remember any real like statements of, you know, like, you know, welcoming moments between the two of them. I mean, they don't vibe.
No.
And I don't think they will.
Nope.
So Leanne says that, you know, Carrie made a lot of snide comments. She's so sick of it. And Deandra's like getting that finger out, like mama style, and telling her, "Don't let that affect you. Don't do it. Stop talking so much about these things. They're going to believe it. If you keep talking crazy, they're going to believe it."
Like, right. This is why I love her. I am so hard on new housewives. And so, like, I was on the fence with her. But the more that I see her do this stuff, like, I loved it. It was awesome.
Unafraid.
Deandra. It's definitely unafraid. Because I wouldn't be afraid to be like that to Leanne. Yeah. But she does it. And Leanne takes it really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell it's genuine, which is nice.
It is genuine. Great. Yes, she is. I mean, Deandra's a good friend.
Yeah, it's kind of like Deandra kind of took the place of Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like that's kind of how it's going down.
They did Leanne a favor with putting Cameron and Deandra on, because I really thought it was going to be her versus everyone else again. You know, so at least they threw Leanne a boat. I mean, she is doing a lot of heavy lifting on the show. Love or hate Leanne, I mean, this is all these women can talk about. Mm-hmm. So Anyway, speaking of her, she says that, you know, she admits, Leanne, that she does create her own downfalls, but she really, you know, what am I saying here? But she thinks that Carrie will turn this from a grain of sand into a world or a universe or something like that. Right. Which, I mean, I think is kind of true. I think Carrie's going to blow it out of proportion, of course, but that's what they're paid to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So then at the back at the hot tub, Carrie thanks Brandy for telling her about the awful things that were said pre-surgery. And Brandy jokes about those compacts that Leanne has to
wear. Oh, yes. I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah, what is she talking about?
I didn't understand that either. I thought it was just me.
Well, I got it. I think I do.
Yeah, she put...
What do you know?
Read it again. She put the compact mirror, in the middle?
In between?
Yeah. So it doesn't turn into, a uniboob, right? It keeps things separate.
Separate. Is that right?
You'd think there'd be, a tool for
Bree,
that.
Are you in there? Do you know much about this?
Yeah.
The booby expert, come back!
I do not know about that at all.
You didn't have to buy a CoverGirl. apparently, thing taped in between her boobs so they don't grow together.
But it's a compact, and don't you feel that's kind of like a big space, right?
Right,
like
a compact mirror. To the side.
Oh, I don't. What's the point?
Oh, like sideways.
Yeah, so it's not so
a makeup compact from a drugstore.
Yeah, maybe she's not
tape it to her boobs to keep it from swelling down.
Maybe not the Iron Man way.
Yes,
maybe just to the side
way.
So that there's
a little space, not like a huge.
Oh, okay, yeah. The term they used was to prevent bulking.
You know,
right?
Bulking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Maybe like that. That's not what I was picturing.
Hopefully this is a...
Thank you for the demonstration. Yeah. If you're not watching us, Richie displayed it with a cell phone. And now I understand. Now
I get it. Hopefully this is a developing story that they will continue to elaborate on next week.
Yeah. Because... What did you think of Brandy at this moment, though, at the hot tub? I mean, she's clearly on the team of Stephanie and Carrie. I mean, she's really not showing her loyalty to Leanne at all.
She's flip-flopping, I feel.
Yeah, I really feel bad at this point, because when she went and picked up Leanne, I actually thought it was, a really cute moment of their friendship. It was really nice of her to do that, and it was really supportive. And I just wish that they could be friends. But then when she did that, I was like, oh, this is not good. And Cameron was sitting there, so it's like, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, would y'all have told Carrie, what Leanne said about her? Would have y'all, if you were Brandy, would you have told Carrie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
if I'm on this show.
If you're on the show, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I would have laughed it off, though, when I said, oh my God, she was just under medication, she was going off, and she was talking about all this nonsense.
You know, had it happened while, someone was medicated, I wouldn't have said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I feel like that person is, if you've ever been medicated, you don't know what you said or did when that happened. So coming from somebody who has had some type of, surgery like that before, she should know that if you're under, any type of medication or under the influence like that, then you're not going to remember the details of what you said.
Yeah.
So it's going to be indefensible when it comes time for somebody to actually confront you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
I think most level-headed people would be like, oh, well, she was under the influence of all the medication, so it doesn't count. But then other people would say, well, then the truth comes out when you've released your filter. So, I mean, I don't know. Where do you stand on that?
But at the same time, I feel like this is, negative, and it's, not leading to any progression in the friendship group. So, honestly, I probably would have told her just because I like drama. I don't know.
Right?
But, I think the right thing to do is just, let it go and not say anything. It's not like she was, really, this is not, a therapist situation where, she's going and saying, I'm going to kill somebody, and then you're, going and, watch out, she's going to kill you, so I don't know.
The
right thing
to
do is, just don't tell her, but, I probably would, so.
Yeah, I would tell her in a joke way, when someone's under the influence, YouTube videos where they get their wisdom teeth out and the kid's talking crazy.
Exactly.
Right? That's what I think of it as. It's oh, this fool, she's making fun of Carrie, she's walking around. Doesn't it make sense what she said about the knives and I have hands and I know what to do with them? It doesn't even make sense. I didn't get the whole strangling thing until Carrie jumped to that conclusion.
Yes.
Am I ignorant in saying that?
No, because I think she just heard that.
Yeah, well, because when I thought hands, I thought like punching.
Oh, but see, I thought strangling.
You thought strangling? Okay. So you thought that off the bat. You thought
like, that. Yeah, okay. Before Carrie said that, I thought, because she's like, I use my hands. And I'm like,
yeah.
What, so was she going to strangle her?
Oh, okay.
So that's what I thought.
Yeah. But maybe she means punching. Yeah, I thought she would just like.
That's, yeah, everyone thinks it different. But it's just crazy because the sorority, or, oh my gosh, I did it again. Honest tea was last week. And I thought, you know, all that was kind of taken care of. But then, no. Leanne still hates Carrie. Pretty obvious.
Yep. So Cameron's in the middle, and she really does feel bad for her friend Leanne, which I'm glad that someone was there. And I watched a couple times to see if she picked up on the energy with the other girls and kind of laughed and kind of blended in. But she really didn't.
She did not, yeah.
She's a legit friend to Leanne.
Yeah.
So that's good. So she didn't know how to react. I don't know. Is no reaction better than speaking up and being that bitch and kind of being like, you guys, you're talking about her, like, stop.
See, that's what DeAndre would have done, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the difference between the two new girls.
I think it's also because DeAndre's closer to her.
Yeah.
And so Cameron is still kind of getting to know her. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to think because all three of you are telling me this information and I'm just going to sit here and take it in.
Right.
Okay.
And make my opinions.
So that's what Cameron was
and
doing.
Her and like Brandy also like don't get along yet, so maybe she didn't want to get in a big thing. For some reason, the way DeAndre says things, like they are direct and to the point, and if somebody else said them, could be offensive. But because she's saying them, I don't know why they're just not. Because when Carrie came back to her, she said something. She's like, oh, that's just Leanne. She just pops off. Like, just ignore her. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I feel like if DeAndre said it, it'd be fine. But Cameron, you know, Brandy and Cameron already don't like each other. And so I don't know.
Yeah, it's so weird how those two women. One can say one thing and be perceived a certain way. And the other can be a total bitch. Yeah. And Brandy hates her.
Yeah.
It's strange. So then, you know, and I hate the comments and all this stuff about these. It's just, it turned into, like, such, like, mean girl territory for me towards the end.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, you know, it ends with Carrie once again having to make another comment. But let's go showing off our boobs done by a real plastic surgeon.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is why I really can't take to you, Carrie, because it's stuff like that. It's so passive-aggressive. It's just too much. I don't know. It's one thing if it's one thing if it's a good level of shade. But it isn't shade to me. That's just being a bitch to be a bitch.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I mean, that was kind of bitchy for her to say. Okay, I agree with that.
But yeah. I don't know. I
But again, that's what Carrie does.
Yep.
She's the potster.
Yep. Every week, I love this. Yep. I don't know. I love some good shade. Like, you know, New York from Flavor of Love. I mean, anything she said was, like, brilliant, gift-worthy before gifts were even in existence. Like, amazing stuff. So, for whatever reason, I can totally forgive her telling people to choke and all that stuff. She's the best. But with this one, though, making a comment like that, I'm just really, I don't know. This is not very artful. Can I just say that? I think there's an art to good shade. Okay, I don't claim to have that either, but, you know.
Here's the thing I think it is. In one sentence, you can't say that I'm afraid of this person, which we clearly know she's not. And then in the next breath, you know, you're saying a comment like that. They just don't match.
Yep.
Right. It's like, if you're going to be one type of person, be that type of person. For instance, the reason why I think we all like DeAndre is because she is the same.
Yes.
There's nothing like what she says, who she is, it's all there.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne. Like her or loathe her, she is the same.
Yes.
That's going to be true to her. Even Brandy, for all intents and purposes, she is always the same. She doesn't waver from that. And I would probably say the same for Cameron. We know what they're like. It's how you brand yourself.
Right.
We know what they stand for. I don't feel like we know what Carrie stands for.
No.
Because it's always changing. You know what I'm saying? So I think that lends itself to, like, why we kind of feel
totally.
Like, I can't connect with you yet because I don't know, are you the good girl who's just kind of, like, afraid of things and kind of passive and, you know, obviously beautiful, or are you just kind of the shady, kind of bitchy girl? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, which one are you?
Yeah, she is like a chameleon in that sense.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be with the Brandy Stephanie
trio,
but then she'll, like, you know, stir pots in other scenarios.
Exactly.
And,
right.
Yeah, I see what you mean by that.
Yeah, and just in my own head, just to bring New York back into it, it makes sense because she was like so one-sided and like so you knew what she, who she was yeah. with and what she was about. Mm-hmm. Like she did stand for something, which was Flav.
Exactly.
Which yeah. I can totally respect.
Yes.
Whether it made sense or not. That's
right.
Who she was.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the difference. Oh my God, do we figure Carrie out?
You are like a psychologist. Seriously.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree with
Smart.
That. Smart. She's the only one we don't really know who she is, and she constantly contradicts herself mm-hmm. with the I don't want to be a part of this.
And yeah, she's changing and like exactly yeah. her starting to go away from the practice and mm-hmm. trying to be a stay-at-home mom. Like I feel like she doesn't really know who she yeah. is.
And that could be.
And
yeah.
that yeah,
could, because you, know? You could have hit the nail right on the head right there.
I think that there's a lot of Mark influence in her with comments like that. Like that yeah. comment at the end mm. about the real doctors, that's something I think he would say. You yeah. know, I think that she picks up on that energy, which isn't good. It's obnoxious. Like, he doesn't have the best traits to emulate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, anyway, let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Woohoo!
All right, we've got a few things here. Did you want to go first?
You go first.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so Bravo Blogs is an excerpt here. Would one of you mind reading the Brandy one? I'm going to go first with the Leanne one. So what really went down in this closed door meeting of these two crazies? This is from the Bravo Blogs, from Leanne's blog from this episode, and she says, "My quote conversation close quotes with Brandy at the surgery center seemed very one-sided. What I mean by that is, in a normal conversation, there's give and take." I truly only heard the take. Where were the questions that led to these answers? I feel like I was completely baited in an altered state into speaking about something that should not have been discussed, considering I was under the influence. Mm-hmm. I honestly can't recall this conversation. It's horrible to watch it back on TV. If you feel disappointed in me while watching this, let me tell you, I feel 1,000 times harder. This is not who I want to be and not how I want to be. When people push my buttons, I want to be calm and respond in a calmer manner. My heightened fear took all of that away from me. I own it, but I am not proud of it. According to Leanne.
Yeah. And then Brandy on the other side says, after the medical team left the prep room, Leanne stormed over in my face, butt-ass naked, with spit flying in my face, and said, and what she said as I held my breath. And said what she said as I held my breath. I was uncomfortable, nervous, and speechless. It was the most uncomfortable private moment with anyone I've ever had. She seemed cold and desperate for me to feel her anger. I honestly am put in a horrible situation over this, and I have no idea why Leanne has to take things this far to the point that she becomes unpredictable and unrelatable. I mean, how many times do most people have to tell their friend that another wants to be... to harm them. Hashtag not normal. I decided to tell Carrie about Leanne because if the roles were reversed, I would want to know and to be prepared. Let's be honest. It's not Leanne's first threat towards harming somebody. AKA Marie police reports.
Aww.
Marie.
Right? They're going back.
She's such a reliable source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Come on.
I just feel like this is... I feel like now that the situation's over, Brandy's like over... dramatizing this whole thing, but
none
I
of
would
them.
Too. If this was Love and Hip Hop, maybe, but it's not,
right?
You know,
none of that statement took into account though that she was medically
right,
induced,
exactly.
Yeah, and I'm really glad Leanne clarified that she wasn't all there,
right?
And right state of mind to be.
Right. I mean, have you ever? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just bothered by.
Have you ever gone into surgery and been put on something? Because I have.
Yeah,
well, and I was saying all kinds teeth, of
yeah.
stuff.
Yep.
You know, yeah. so.
It's crazy. Well, and speaking of Dr. True, I did Google him, and I found this commercial featuring Leanne promoting a $3,995 breast augmentation for a winter special, so that's exciting.
But did you look at his board certifications?
Yeah, three.
You saw him?
No,
no. I actually looked it up.
You did? What else did it say?
He's only a board certified OBGYN, and I'm sorry, Leanne, because I just was like, who looks this shit up? But this week, I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I paused the TV, like, I looked up his practice. He had his name on his shirt, and I looked it up, and yes, he's only a board certified OBGYN.
Ooh.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
There's nothing else like that? I don't know.
That's it. But his center, I mean, it said, like, it said a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I wrote them all. Yeah, but all the same stuff.
I mean, so I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what. But Carrie was right.
Maybe, are we saying Carrie was right?
I mean, Carrie was right, but.
But how she said it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, Carrie.
I guess triple board certified is fake news? Is that fake news?
Is that fake?
Well, another thing is like.
A better way to have done that maybe would have been, though, you know, hey, you know what? This is what I've learned about the doctor. Maybe not in front of everybody. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think he only does, you know, OBGYN. I don't think he's certified at all. You know, that might have been a nicer way to.
Yeah. But I don't think OBGYNs just have, like, a table with all the equipment to do a breast. Right. You know, so I'm like, wait,
I was wondering that.
This
how
is
does
where
one
I get
confused.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Can you just do surgery?
I mean, well, they do surgery, like, they do C-sections. That's a surgery. But they are not trained surgeons, OBGYNs.
The thing is, though, he never claimed to be a plastic surgeon. She called him that, but he claims to be a cosmetic surgeon.
Yeah, right.
What's the difference?
Maybe that is a, I mean, I know there's a difference, cosmetic procedure.
Yeah, because she wasn't implementing breasts. It was just, like, moving of the nipple.
I mean, could he have gone through, like, another residency in whatever and, like, just not ever got certified, like, board certified in whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Also, at the same time, I probably should, but I, like, don't do extensive research on my doctors. But maybe if I was having surgery, I would. But, like, I don't know if my doctor's certified. I hope she is.
Maybe it just, you know, covered her insurance. So that's why she was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And one last thing before we go. Yes. Sarah and Anthony both commented about the Texas State Fair. Mm-hmm. And Anthony said it runs from September 29th to October 22nd. And Sarah went back to your comments on your reality TV blog and said kind of looked into it, and she said that last year's ran from September 30th to October 23rd.
Okay. Oh, Sarah, thank you for doing that. You're doing your homework for us. I love it. Thank you,
Sarah.
Shout out to you for doing the work. I love that.
Goes to show Bravo really did kind of rearrange certain events then.
Yeah.
If it was after.
I don't know. I like to kind of call that stuff out because it's interesting. You know, we're given so much. It's like we're not just going to pay attention to everything. Right. You know, I kind of like that. So anyway, we want to know what you're thinking. The stuff coming up next week in Mexico, it looks like Carrie's going to call out Leanne, and Leanne looks like she's ready to play.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And if y'all haven't seen, the mid-season trailer is out. We all saw it the other day, and it's pretty juicy.
Yeah, definitely check that out and let us know your thoughts. I want to know what you're looking forward to in this Mexico trip. You know, this is the first time all of them, the ones that were invited to Memphis, are all living together now, and it's going to be really crazy. So I'm excited for that. Of course, the trips are always nuts. So there's a dildo making an appearance. Zip codes are brought up. And there'll be a lot more coming up. Anyway, let us know your thoughts below. We love you for listening, and where can we keep up with you guys?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky, and remember, they're just hands.
I'm Jessie Zahner. Thanks for joining us in the live chat. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Yes, thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see y'all next week. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
And if you want to hear about some new fall TV shows and returning shows that are coming out to television, listen to Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast, episode number 70. We get into the weeds deep. It's a real good one. Check it out. For Real Housewives of Dallas, we'll be back next week reporting from Mexico.
Bye.
Adios. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.